I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Two bills associated with expanded powers for Toronto Mayor John Tory have officially passed. Bill 3, the Strong Mayors Building Homes Act, and Bill 39, the Better Municipal Governments Act, allows Tory to continue to pass bills with one-third of council support, as well as have some veto power in certain votes. Earlier this month, 15 of 25 councillors voted to request reconsideration of the system with a letter sent to Ontario Premier Doug Ford. A symbolic resolution was passed in council, with the majority of councillors presenting petitions for their constituents opposing the system.
Madam Speaker, I have a motion. And by motion, while we don't have the power under the bill to restrict the mayor's powers, we can pass a resolution ourselves about what we believe is right for this council. And my motion, although it's not in front of you, but I'll paraphrase until it's put up on the screen, is for council. That we request that the Mayor of Toronto and all future mayors not exercise any power that allows for motions to be passed with less than 50% plus one majority of council. And the reason that I move this is because, like Ottawa, and I hope that we take Ottawa's lead, we have an opportunity to take a stand for the basic tenets of democracy. You know, I know that some members of council feel uncomfortable speaking out. I know that some members of council don't want to upset the mayor because, in a way, there has been strong mayor powers since 2006 under the City of Toronto Act, where that is the reason why most any mayor has been able to win the vast preponderance of votes. People don't want to lose their committee appointments. They don't want to lose things. And I get that. But I have seen that the majority of councillors here have taken a stand for democracy. And the reason they've done that is
despite
because
the opposition,
even though
the system will remain
this
in place
mayor
for Toronto,
may think it's about
this, month,
this mayor,
Tory reiterated his
it's actually about
to use
any
the system
mayor.
To end political
it's about
gridlock
the framework
in
of our democracy.
And help pass bills that will help tackle the city's housing crisis, rebuild the city budget, fix transit, and expand the police budget. In an exclusive interview with CBC, Tory said councillors who oppose the strong mayor system have made their point and that it's time to move on. Further, Tory said review and amendments to the strong mayor system can be considered at a future time as well. Tory's most vocal critic, Ward 12 Toronto St. Paul councillor Josh Matlow, continues to voice his criticism of the mayor's acceptance of the expanded powers. Recent council meetings saw the councillor and mayor get into arguments during motion votes and when their microphones were off.
That on Bill 23 and Bill 109, there are ongoing discussions, which I'm satisfied from the standpoint of what the province has said, both so far in writing and in the discussions I've been having with them about making sure that we understand completely what making us whole means under Bill 23, that those discussions are going along well enough. This would be the wrong time to be taking issue with what they're doing.
But it's the same operating budget.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Please stop interrupting. Allow the mayor to answer.
I took strenuous issue publicly, as you know, on our behalf with the fact that they put a bill forward and passed it that left us with a huge hole under Bill 23. The result of my having taken such strenuous issue and the discussions I've been having with the government resulted first in a letter saying they would keep us whole, and now I believe we'll see some flesh on those bones come perhaps January. That will say, here's what keeping us whole means. And frankly, if we're kept whole, well, I still don't like the way it was done, and I still am not sure whether that mechanism they're using will work, we will be kept whole, so we won't be short any money. So I'd rather not condemn or do anything else that you would like to do, because it's great theater.
Stop.
I'd rather not.
After the two bills were passed,
I'd rather not
Matlow
do that at this stage.
Today,
and then maybe
the
if by January we don't
the
have
City
any
Toronto
from
Act,
them, we can
and the associated
take it up
regulations arising from
Thank
both
you.
Bill 3 and Bill 39 will be in effect. The basic tenet of democracy, majority rule, is no longer the law of the land in Toronto. This is shameful and cannot be allowed to stand. End quote. Premier Doug Ford continues to support his decision for the strong mayor system, which he introduced as a plan this past summer for the province's major cities.
I just think that be it the mayor of Toronto or Ottawa or any mayor, they're accountable for everything. But they have the same single vote as a single councillor. And no matter if it's a good decision or a tough decision that they make, they have to be accountable. And it just allows them the ability, not the power. I always say you have a tremendous amount of responsibility and ability to make the appropriate changes.
So will the under the strong mayor, will they have a veto? Will the mayors of Toronto and Ottawa have a veto power over council, or will they be just?
Yeah, well, we'll get into the details later. But yes, similar to that, and 2/3 of the council can overrule the mayor. But we'll get more into the in depth once everything goes through there.
Ottawa Mayor Mark Sutcliffe announced in early December that he would reject the strong mayor powers. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative